I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. He's the only person who ever beat Gene Talmadge. Ellis Arnold was born in Noonan in 1907. He earned a degree in Greek from the University of the South and a law degree from UGA. He was a young man on the rise, elected to the state legislature at 25, attorney general at 31. After Governor Talmadge's meddling with the Board of Regents cost Georgia State Colleges their accreditation, Arnold ran for governor in 1942 and won. As governor, Arnold couldn't have been more different from Talmadge. He championed progressive reforms in education and prisons, revised the state constitution, abolished the poll tax, lowered the voting age, and erased the state's $36 million debt without raising taxes. The legislature approved his 10-point reform program within 24 days of his taking office, a record that still stands. Constitutionally limited to one term, Arnold never held office again, but his legacy has lasted. One of Georgia's most effective governors ever was born on March 20th, 1907, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by support from Georgia Power and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org. Georgia Power, serving our state for more than 140 years.